That leads me to the strengths and limitations of this method. The strength of the spatial grids is simple. They provide spatial awareness. They allow you to visualize potential discontinuities and hotspots, as well as to get a feel for what the range of values are across your domain. However, the main limitation is that it is quite time-consuming to view all ARIs for all durations this way. Remember, there are 70 possible combinations to consider. So this method is not recommended to be used in the thick of flash flood operations, but rather for situational awareness ahead of time.